Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Dear respected listeners and our students of Al-Arabiyat al-Jami'ah, once again we welcome you to another episode of this program, Arabic for All. And in this program we are learning the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final messenger of Allah, the language of the Qur'an, hoping inshallah that we understand the Qur'an better and understand the vocabs of the Qur'an, and of course have khushu' to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while reciting the Qur'an, while trying to understand the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we're reading or even listening to it. Inshallah we'll be understanding these Qur'anic verses. We are going in order inshallah from Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Baqarah, and going on inshallah until we finish the entire Qur'an. We wish that that our students make intention inshallah in the beginning of the program. We are learning so that you can understand the Quran and the Hadith and du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In addition to this, we also study some of the important dialogues and sentences which a person may need if he or she goes to an Arab country. Then inshallah we'll be able to speak and communicate with the Arab people. Alright, today is a general revision. Normally in the general revision we specify it for our students to call in and to get some questions. We ask them some questions related to the previous lessons which we have studied, just to practice the Arabic language in this revision. And if there's something they don't understand, we explain it to them inshallah in the questions. So it's meant also as an educational session of the program that we teach through asking our students, and they also teach other students with us while they are answering us. The other students inshallah are benefiting. So you can call us from the beginning of the program, 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. All our students are invited, inshallah, to call in and answer the questions which we have prepared for you. Also, those who are not students of Al-Arabiyya al-Jami'ah, they can take part by just signing in and joining the program by giving their numbers and the name to our engineer. Inshallah, I'll give you them a student number starting from 235. And of course, the name won't be mentioned if they don't wish to mention the name. The number is dial 011-854-1548. We have a caller online. Let's take the first call for today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Man anti?
175.
Kam daraja ladayki?
127.
127.
جي.
حسنا. 127. السؤال الأول.
جي.
خاص بالقرآن الكريم.
نعم.
ما معنى ويقيمون الصلاة؟ يقيمون.
To establish.
To establish or perform. And the word unseen in Arabic means?
غيب.
غيب. Excellent. Right. إنفاق. What is the meaning of إنفاق?
To spend.
To spend is ينفق. The verb. Infaq, now?
Spending.
Spending, yes, that's the noun. Very important to know the difference between infaq and yunfiq. Yunfiq, this is the verb. The present tense verb means to spend. Yunfiq. Mm-hmm. And taking from that, the noun now is infaq, which is spending. Al-infaq.
Okay.
Then, munfiq is the one who spends. Munfiq. The one who spends is called munfiq. Wal-munfiqeen. Wal-munfiqeen means those who spend. Right. Moving on. The next question is يوقنون. Do you know what's يوقنون? وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
Are certain
or firmly believe.
Firmly believe.
Yes, يقين. يقين means conviction or true belief, and يقين is يا قاف يا نون. Those who didn't know this can write it down, inshallah. The last word for you, right, is the singular of the word مفلحون. وأولئك هم المفلحون. What is the singular of this word مفلحون?
مفلح.
Excellent. مفلح. One person. مفلح is called مفلح, which means مفلح means
مفلح means
وأولئك هم المفلحون. Those are the So you give the singular without knowing the meaning. That's very good.
One minute.
Right, take your time. مفلحون سورة البقرة.
جي سورة البقرة مفلحون.
My engineer is giving you some tips here and he says it means successful. Subhanallah. My engineer knew it. The successful one is called Muflih.
Muflih.
And the plural Muflihun, the successful people. I consider it correct because you have answered the question grammatically correct. So you answered already. Hope you write it down. Muflihun means the successful people. Falah. Falah, taking from that, means success. Come to Hayya ala al-Falah. Come to success. Falah here is success. So you remember when you hear the azan, you understand now where the word Muflihun comes from. Falah. Hayya ala al-Falah. Al-Muflihun. Be among the Muflihun. Right? The successful people. Moving on, you got here 2 points for this question. Let's move on to the next question while waiting for the other calls. The next question is the words question. You remember the lesson in which we studied the directions?
Yeah.
Right. In this lesson, we studied some of the directions. So I'm going to tell you. What is the meaning of al-amam, fil-amam?
In front.
In front. Fil-khalf.
Behind.
Fil-yameen.
Yameen is on the side, right side.
Excellent. Al-shimal or al-yasar?
Is the right, left side.
Left side. Fawqa.
Folk on top.
Tahta.
Beneath.
Wonderful. You've got here another 2 points for this question, the directions. Hope the other students remember this also.
Okay.
The last question is a grammar question. Mu'annath. Give me the mu'annath, the meaning the feminine.
Okay.
The feminine of Ahmar.
Hamra.
Jameel.
Ajmal.
Jameel is masculine. The feminine is?
Jamila.
Jamila. Excellent. Wonderful. You've got another point. Altogether is 5 points for you, student number 175. So now you've got 132 points.
Shukran,
Jazir. Jazakillah khair. You're getting very close from student number 50.
Oh, shukran.
Okay. Jazakillah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Min anti?
Hamsun,
mashallah. I see the competition is very strong between you and 175 and also student number 1 is getting closer from both of you.
Alhamdulillah.
Alright, the first question is the Quran question. What is the meaning of the word Nadir? سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتُهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ تُنذِرْهُمْ. This is a verb taking from it the noun Nadir. Sorry, the adjective Nadir. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان بشيرا ونذيرا. Sorry?
Warner.
Yes, that's it. Warner. The one who comes as a warner. Wonderful. Next one. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة. What is the meaning of the word غشاوة? ولهم عذاب عظيم. غشاوة. There is غشاوة on the eyes. They can't see. Rishawa.
A cover or you know, what do you call it? How do you say it?
A cover or veil.
A veil or
yes, I consider it correct. A cover or a veil, that's correct. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. I can see that the students are opening the books. I can feel it. All right. What is the meaning of the word يُخَادِعَ? I won't give the verse this time.
So it's No, I don't know.
You don't know. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا. يخادعون means they seek to deceive Allah. They think that they can deceive Allah. يخادعون الله والذين. يخادع means to deceive, and مخادع is the now the adjective. مخادع is a deceiver. Is أنت مخادع. They say أنت مخادع means you are a deceiver. Right? And taking from that the word خديعة or خدعة. خديعة or خدعة means trick or deceive. خديعة or خدعة means trick or deceive. إنها خديعة وإنها خدعة means this is a trick or this is a deceive. Right. You missed one year. Let's move on. وما يشعرون. What is the meaning of the word يشعر? The verb يشعر.
I'm not really listening at it.
Am I sure?
And then, you understand?
No.
Am I right? No.
Understand? Yafham.
Yeah.
It's near from that, by the way.
They know is Ya'malun, I think.
It's near from understand, but it's not understand. Something near to that. Something near to this meaning of understand.
I'm going to just go around guessing, and I won't get the right one.
Yash'ur means to feel or realize. To feel or realize. Yash'ur. Yash'urun, they don't realize or feel. Right. The metaphorical meaning can also refers to understanding, but I'm asking you about the meaning that I gave. Right. في قلوبهم مرض. What is the meaning of مرض?
مرض is a sort of sickness.
Sickness. Yes. Sickness or disease. مرض. And taking from that the word مريض. مريض means a sick person. Person who's sick is called مريض. Right. You got 1 point only for this question. Let's move on to the next question.
I don't know anything about it, so please don't ask me from this.
All right.
I have not done anything.
No problems. In this question, we studied with us fil funduq in the hotel. One of the previous lessons in the hotel.
Okay.
كم سرير بالغرفة? What is the meaning of that sentence? كم سرير بالغرفة?
Ghurfa is a room.
Yes. Kam sarir bil ghurfa? This.
Or how much? Is it kam sarir? What is the price?
Kam sarir. Sarir. What is the meaning of sarir? Nanamu ala sarir. Nahnu nanamu ala sarir.
I need.
Nanam. What is the meaning of nanam? Ana anam. Yanam. The verb yanam. You don't know the verb yanam. Yanam. Al waladu yanamu. أي ينام على السرير ينام على الأرض.
I need.
No.
Oh, I want a book.
يحتاج is I need, but I'm asking about ينام.
Not. I don't want a book. What is
no.
The price? No.
كم سرير بالغرفة means how many beds are in the room.
Yes.
سرير is a bed.
Yes.
Write it down, please. سين را يا را سرير. سين را يا را. The verb yanam is a very important verb. I hope you write it down also, and those students who doesn't know it. Yanam means to sleep. Yanam. Ana anam means I sleep. Right? And ghurfa means room. Kam sarir bil ghurfa means how many beds in the room. Right. Another question. The question is, Uridu an astajira ghurfa. Uridu an astajira ghurfa. You'll need these statements and sentences if you go to an Arab country.
I would say book.
Yes.
A room.
That's correct. I want to book a room. That's
okay.
Correct. Right. You got 1 point here for this question.
Okay.
Let's take the last question now. The last question is a grammar question as usual. Please arrange the following, making a sentence. عشرة الحرارة درجة. عشرة الحرارة درجة.
درجة.
Excellent starting.
الحرارة عشرة.
Excellent. What is the meaning of that? You have arranged it correct. درجة الحرارة عشرة. What is the meaning of درجة?
Ten.
Say it again.
The ten. Well, I know the one is ten. عشرة is ten.
So you arrange it without knowing what is the meaning of درجة الحرارة.
No.
You don't know that.
I'm not good. You always say that I'm good, but I'm not.
You are.
No.
You are one of the advanced students.
I'm not very good.
درجة الحرارة. Write it down. Means the temperature. The temperature. درجة الحرارة.
Yes.
Ra, I'll be writing down, Jim and round Ta, Daraja. Then the next word is Al-Harara. Al-Harara is Alif, Lam, Ha, Ra, Alif, Ra, and round Ta. So this is Darajatul Harara. It's one word, means the temperature. Darajatul Harara is 10 or 9, whatever. Right. You've got your, you missed this point, so you've got 4 points only, two points.
Okay. Sorry, how many points have I got?
Yeah, you answered this one in arranging, so I'll consider it correct. So you've got 3 points altogether.
Exactly.
3 points, all right. Your student number? Or 175. Sorry, 150.
No,
50, yeah. You've got now 153. Right? Jazakallah khair. Lost 2 points only to you.
I thought I had last week. What was that last week? I thought I had...
Oh, sorry. How many points you got?
I thought I had 154.
Oh, 154. Sorry. Yeah, you are right. So you've got now 157.
56, 57, yeah.
Yeah, 157. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Student number?
Wahid.
Wahid. Hasanan. As-su'al al-awwal. Quran. What is the meaning of the word azab?
Punishment.
Punishment. What is the opposite of the word yakzib?
Could you repeat that?
The opposite of the word to tell a lie.
Sadiqin. Sadiq.
Sadiq. To be sadiq. Okay. Right. Yasduq. The verb is yasduq.
Okay.
The next one, what is the meaning of the word fasad?
Corruption.
Corruption. Okay. The last word. What is the meaning of the word muslihun? قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون.
Reformers.
Reformers. Excellent. Reformers group. Muslih only means reformer.
Okay.
And muslihun is the group, means reformers.
Okay.
The next question is the words question. جمل المحادثة العامة. Meaning, I'm going to ask you now in the general dialogues, conversations, sentences. What is the meaning of لا أحب هذا?
I love you.
لا أحب هذا.
Oh, I don't like you.
هذا. لا أحب هذا.
I don't like this.
This. That's correct. Now, لا بأس.
Enough. That's enough.
لا بأس.
Or no problem.
No problems.
Okay.
لا بأس. Okay. Right. لا تقلق. لا تقلق. أنا قلق جدا. لا تقلق من هذا الأمر. إن شاء الله it will be right.
It's okay.
Well, near from that.
No problem.
No problem. It's a negation actually.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Yes. Okay. Don't worry. Okay. Don't worry. Okay. There is 2 points for this question also. The first question, you got 2 points for it.
Gee, I think I got all the marks.
Right. The last question now. The last question is the grammar.
Okay.
In the grammar question, give me the singular of the word bilad.
Balad.
Balad. That's correct.
Okay.
Balad. You've got 5 points, student number one. Now it's, how many points you had so far?
I had 128.
128. Now you've got 133. Right? Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullah. Right. We came to the end of our program today and actually we're running out of time. So jazakumullah khairan for listening to Al Arabiyatu lil Jami'. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.